This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
We have Professor, Associate Professor Jason Ong, Sexual Health Physician and Project Lead for the Overseas Born GBM Project at the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre at Monash University. Jason, thank you so much for coming on the program. Can you tell us more about your project? Because you've just received a grant from Gilead on the Getting to Zero grant funding.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, so we're actually living in quite exciting times when discussions about the elimination of HIV transmission in Australia and actually around the world is possible with our current sort of understanding of HIV and the technologies that we have. And in fact, in Australia, we are aiming to eliminate HIV transmission by 2025, which is not very long. But this project is one of many that we're doing to kind of contribute to the strategies towards this.
And you were awarded $80,000 from Gilead for this project. How will that funding take the project to the next level?
Yeah, so the funding will fund something called a nudge-a-thon, which is it's a little bit like a hackathon.
A nudge-a-thon?
A nudge-a-thon, yes.
So that might be my new scruff name.
Nudge-a-thon. Oh, right. Yes, yes. Yeah, not the sexual nudging. it's a different term that's used in our field of behavioral economics, where we use these nudges to help people make better choices. So a nudge is basically something in the environment that prompts someone to do a certain behavior, usually subconsciously. And a good example is, you know, on the road, got the look left, look right kind of signage, which kind of prompts people to look left or right, otherwise they get run over. So in other words, so we're going to use this kind of concept to co-create these campaigns. Around September is when we're planning this nudge-a-thon to create these nudges to help people think about PrEP when they need it. Yeah.
Because one of the challenges here, Jason, is that, you know, some data from overseas shows, overseas-born gay and bisexual men, that there's been an increase in their in HIV amongst those, and that one of the ways, you know, to bring attention to this, you know, is running these campaigns and giving a nudge. Do you think, you know, what are the biggest challenges with doing a campaign like this, Jason? Because it has to reach out into so many different areas. That's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a big challenge. I think we are noticing that these overseas-born, as you mentioned, there's this divergence of HIV epidemic in Australia, and certainly more and more of our new diagnoses are among these overseas-born people. And a lot of them are not, I guess, already connected to the communities that has supported Australian-born gay men to reduce their risk. So a lot of these people are disconnected. So you're absolutely right. I mean, how do we actually get into the spaces where they are and make sure that they do get this knowledge? So there's that low awareness, but there's also continues to be a lot of stigma around HIV testing and fears, especially of newly arrived people who think that, you know, if they did test positive, their visa is at risk and so on. So there are some kind of myths and reassurances that there needs to be kind of busted, I guess, in this community.
Do you think, you know, getting that message out there You know, and you spoke about that. What we all want to do, what we all want to see is, you know, I mean, lots of people would argue whether governments are pursuing an eradication with COVID. With HIV, is it possible in Australia?
So we've recently also commissioned a think tank to really think about the strategies that we could reach that goal. And we've actually had seen the some demonstration projects in, for example, in New South Wales, PrEP, showing that there's this rapid decrease in incidence. So new cases of HIV is possible if we're able to scale up these prevention methods that we have. So things like PrEP and also U equals U, so undetectable equals untransmittable. Mm. So getting people onto treatment once they're positive means that they cannot transmit HIV. So these kind of strategies gives us the tools to make it possible. And so we had a chat on this think tank a couple of weeks ago, and all of us was in consensus that it is really possible that we can eliminate HIV transmission in Australia. Yeah.
You know, there used to be an old saying in my days at I was CEO of People Living with HIV AIDS in Victoria. Mm. And one of the safe sex campaigns we ran, and I came up with the slogan, if it's not on, it's not in.
Yeah.
And and the other one was, come on me, not in me.
Yeah.
And I think we need another nervous laughter in the studio, Jason, don't worry. But again, you know, these campaigns, you know, if we want a campaign of eradication, which I absolutely fully support, the campaign's really important, but also having a little catchphrase for it that people will always remember it. I mean, vaccination one, there was one a while ago. Have you had a little prick?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember that one. Yeah.
In fact, we had a sign in the studio that said that I used to enjoy immensely reading out. Look, I think, you know, this grant you've got is really important, Jason, and I'll acknowledge Gilead for doing that.
Mm.
It only happens, though, when folk as yourself want to take it on and the university and institutions support that.
Mm.
So I want to recognise that it's really important work, and I look forward to speaking to you again as this progresses more.
Yeah.
To give us an update, how it's going, what you're finding, how the rollout's going, you know, have you had to change course? So I welcome that opportunity for you.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure to do that, yes.
Great. Look, we're out of time, unfortunately, Jason.
All right.
But again, thank you for your work. It is important. It is going to make a difference. And thank you to Monash as well.
Yes.
Thank you, and have a great Saturday.
Thank you. You too. Nice.
Cheers.
Bye. You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.